Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, founder of Gear Media Studios, podcast and content coach, Passage to Profit co-host, and CMO at Gearhart Law.
That's a big list. Welcome to Passage to Profit, everybody, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities about their business journeys.
But I want to move on to our interview now with Mickey Vandeleau. I'm so excited about this, with LakeviewConsulting.net. So what if your manufacturing could access millions in hidden funding? Wow.
I would take it.
I didn't even know that was a thing. So Mickey, tell us all about this.
I'll begin with a story. I worked for 25 years in manufacturing. When I started thinking about grants, I was working with a company that helped our clients get grants to support our training. So I knew about grants. And then I went to work for a steel service center. And because I had some contacts, I found out about a grant opportunity where you could get up to $600,000 to purchase equipment to support the wind energy industry. If anybody's been in Illinois, where I'm located, and driven to northern Illinois, there's fields and fields full of wind turbines. And most of those in the 2006 to 2008 timeframe were generated through grant funding that came through the state of Illinois. So I saw this opportunity and asked my employer if they wanted to apply. And they're like, sure, you know, if we can get funding for equipment, sure. So we applied for the funding. We got it. That was the first real grant application I had written. Fast forward a little bit, we get the grant. We got the $600,000. So we started doing our project. It was a 2-year period of performance. It was a time when there was a recession. So 2008, 2009, right? So companies were going under and I'd get a call from the funder. We were reporting monthly to the funder on how we were managing the grant. I was doing all that. I was the point person for the grant. And she called me and she said, would you like another $500,000?
Okay.
Well, sure. And that's not a bad thing to have. You know, honestly, when my president was right down the hall for me, and that was a really nice trip to make when I was able to go down and say, hey, do we want another $500,000? And the first time they did that, he said, well, I'm sure we can think of something else we want to buy, you know? And so he contacted the headquarters up in Toledo and we got the engineering guys on the phone. They're like, yeah, we could really use this too. Well, long story short, they did that so many times that over 2 years, we ended up increasing our grant to $2.3 million. From $600,000.
And you were not a nonprofit, right? You were not.
No, we were very much a for-profit business. So, very much not a nonprofit.
So people who are maybe less familiar with the idea of a grant, how is a grant different from getting other types of money?
So a grant does not have to be repaid. It's literally like somebody hands you a check and says, here, as long as you use this for exactly what you said you were going to use it for, you have money, you do not have to pay it back. So a loan you have to pay back. Equity investment means you have to give up equity in your company. With a grant, there's no equity experience. There's nothing like that. It's literally, in this case, a $2.3 million check that came to us that we could then use to offset the expenses for what we purchased under the grant.
But it's not, well, can I just say it's not exactly free because you have to have really good accounting and you have to report that.
Right. It is not. I don't like the term free money because it is anything but free money. I mean, you have to report. And I was doing a lot of that for our company. So I've been on both sides of this. I've managed grants as a recipient. And I also have been the person that helped people access grants. And I can tell you they're a ton of work. In addition, finding these grants is very difficult for manufacturing companies. You ask, why would somebody give you a grant? In most cases, it's because the state has decided that they want to incentivize a certain industry, let's just say. Let's just say they want to support manufacturing. As long as people are creating jobs and making investments, that's what the state wants to see. So it's very much an economic development result. So one of the most wonderful things about my job is that I know if I get money for a company, that they're going to train additional people, they're going to hire additional people, they're going to invest additional money. And that makes the economy at the state level and the local level much, much better. So that's why these grants come out, is because the fact is, I mean, you look right now at the whole Buy America and Make America Great and all these initiatives, those things take money. You know, it's money to do that. And if you're a manufacturer, purchasing a $700,000 piece of equipment isn't just like snapping your fingers. You know, you really have to have the ROI. You have to have, you know, you need to justify it to your board and to your management team. It's a lot easier to justify that purchase if you can get $350,000 of that equipment purchase paid for. You know, it doubles your ROI and it helps a lot. So it helps manufacturers do the things that the states want to see them do, which is add people and add capital, basically.
Well, and to your point, yeah. So I found out I joined a Chamber of Commerce here in New Jersey, Gateway Chamber of Commerce.
Yep.
And found out that the Economic Development Association would pay for part of the podcast studio. So we had already built it and spent all the money, but we got all the receipts. So right now I'm in the process of filling out the proper forms and I can get up to half the money back. So what are we going to do with that money? We're going to hire somebody. They're going to reimburse us for what we spent, but then we're going to reinvest that into the business by hiring somebody to help run the studio. And I think the more we can do that, the better off we are, right? Because then people are working.
Sure. But there is one really good point about that. For the most part, grants will not do exactly what you're talking about. So they will not fund things that have already happened. That is very unusual. Mm-hmm. Usually, and this is what I really have to counsel manufacturers on, you have to look ahead. You have to have that crystal ball. You have to say, in 6 months, I plan on purchasing this piece of equipment. I plan on hiring this many people. I plan on training this many people. And I think the be all and end all is that can cause them sometimes to have to put off purchases, to have to delay what they're wanting to do. And, you know, that's a business decision. I tell people, you know, if you don't want the grant money, you know, you can either apply for this and wait to purchase the equipment, or you cannot apply for this and just fund the whole thing yourself. But it is pretty unusual to do the reimbursement like you're talking about.
I think that was a special thing, New Jersey.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of grants would be available for entrepreneurs? I mean, lots of times it's easier to get a grant if you have a business that's up and running, right? But if you're starting out, what are the options?
If you are a startup technology company that is doing something very groundbreaking, it's never been done before, has broad societal impact, high technological merit, in other words, you can do it theoretically, you can apply for the SBIR or STTR program through the federal government. I can tell you right now, the federal government grant landscape is a little crazy because there are no people at the federal agencies and they're redoing all the grants. So it's not an easy time to do any federal grant writing. But if you fall in that category that you are doing something truly innovative, truly groundbreaking, and it fits into one of the funders' priority topic areas, you can apply for SBIR or STTR funding. That's $225,000 of funding. Doesn't require a match. It funds generally bench research, so very early stage research, usually in combination with a university or some kind of research institution. On a more practical level, entrepreneurs can apply for grants many times through the state for things like building renovations if they're in a historic building. There's some that are called like Ignite grants that go to like women-owned businesses, like women starting businesses. Those are in the $20,000 to $25,000 range usually. So they're not huge amounts of money, but like the Main Street grants also can be done by a new business or a new entrepreneurial organization. For entrepreneur incubators, there's funding to support the development of like entrepreneurial incubators where you bring in a bunch of entrepreneurs and you give them mentoring and you give them education many times in a workspace or maybe a research space. I would tell you that 90% of the grants that are out there, you have to be an established company. And the way I explain this to startup companies that I talk to is if you went to the bank and asked for a loan and you said, I have no collateral, I have no experience, I have no financials to show what I'm doing is solid, they probably wouldn't give you a loan. Grant funding is the same way.
We're here with Mickey Vandeleau with LakeviewConsulting.net. And I also wanted to get in with you, Mickey, about how you actually help people, like what your business is.
How we work with people, typically we start with a research project. So we look at what the grant landscape is at that time. So it's a snapshot. Grant funding changes all the time. That's the other thing that makes it difficult. So we start with a research project and we do a very thorough research into state, federal, and local sources of funding, grants and tax credits, by the way, so grants and incentives. Once we do that, then we can either work with them on an ongoing basis, you know, helping them develop and execute a funding strategy and working with them to develop grant applications, do ongoing research, provide things like market analysis and some supporting work. The other way we can work with them is just to write one or two of the grant applications that we found through the research. So we obviously prefer to be a partner with them long term. but we will work with them on a standalone basis if need be.
Oh, great. So Jess, did you have any questions or comments?
You know, it's so funny. I think many of us, whatever sector we're in, have heard about these grants that we should be going for. And it's nice to know there's somebody who can walk somebody through, because it's always feels kind of elusive. How do you
figure it all out?
Well, it's a pain. I'm applying for this grant, and I went to put in our New Jersey tax ID number, and it wouldn't take it because it didn't have enough numbers. And I'm like, but this is what it is. And then I got on the AI chat assistant. They said, well, you have to put zeros at the end. I'm like, how was I supposed to know?
Do you ever get the sense, though, that the states are sort of intentionally obtuse when you're applying for these grants, and that they're intentionally creating roadblocks? Or is it just by their nature, some of these agencies are a little on the bureaucratic side? What's your take on that?
I can tell you that you should read a grant application very, very carefully, and do not be afraid to contact the funder if you have questions. So like when you went to the AI chatbot, exactly the right thing to do. They aren't intentionally obtuse. What I would say is that you have to really pay attention to things like font size, the page length of your responses. It's very rules-based. And the reason that they do that, and especially with federal funders and very competitive state programs, if you have 10 pages and they only allow 8 pages, that evaluator can immediately throw out your application. And so they use it as kind of weeding out the people that didn't pay attention. They do use it as a reason to throw out grant applications. So you really have to pay attention to even the things that seem really silly, like font size. If you don't use the right font size, then they can't read it and they throw it out. So not intentionally obtuse, but there's a reason for them doing what they do. And again, we really, where we walk along with companies is helping them understand what's required, gathering the information, and then putting it in the terms that the funder wants to see.
I didn't know the state was that picky.
Yeah, they can be.
Oh my gosh. Well, with that, lakeviewconsulting.net, how do people find you?
My website is lakeviewconsulting.net, and I have a ton of articles, newsletters, all kinds of information on there. We do have some free giveaways. We have a manufacturer's guide to getting grants, and you can also reach me on LinkedIn. I'm very active on LinkedIn and Facebook as well.
Mickey, if they reach out to you, will you grant them an audience?
Yes, I will. I will grant them an audience, yes.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the U.S. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, our studio assistant Rissikat Busari, and our social media powerhouse Carolina Tabares. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. We'll see you again next week on Passage to Profit.